We begin the current daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Ches. Begin on the fourth line down with the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues quoting the pasuk in the Devarim Perek Aleph pasuk Zayin, which relates to the halachas of judgment. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says Kakatan Kagal Tishmon, like small, like big, you should listen. Meaning regarding justice to judge these cases. So Amar Shlakish, he says, he explains the pasuk means to say Sheichav Alecha Din Shal Pruta, that should be dear to you the judgment of even the smallest denomination of a coin. Kedin Shal Meya Mana, like the law, like the court case of 100 mana. So the Gemara asks, L'may Hilchasav, what halacha is this pasuk teaching us? Ilem Leyu Unebei Umifzeke, if it's to analyze the judgment and to be able to paskin truthfully, well, pshit, it's obvious, of course, it doesn't make a difference how small the denomination is. It's for us to be truthful. Elarad explains the Gemara lak dume. It's to make the order. In other words, if first in line came a court case for one pruta, and then came a court case for 100 mana, still you should go ahead accordingly. Even kakot and kagodl, just as important as the large court case, is the small one, and you adjudicate that court case first. Now the pasuk there continues. It says le'segur mne'ish, and we had this drasha on the previous daf. On Reb Chanan, he says al tachnis devarecha mne'ish. Don't hold in your words because of any person. Don't be afraid. But in this context, it means to the term of le'segur means to gather in. Don't gather in your words because of anyone else. And that is, a person should speak and say the truth in regards to their court case. Now the pasuk there says ki amishpat le'lekimhu. What does it mean to say that? Because the judgment is relating to Hashem. It's, in other words, it's telling us as if you're judging and taking money away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's going to be His responsibility to get the money back to the truthful owner, because Hashem has to make sure that justice prevails. But the judges get it, and they get to go ahead and do certain things in this world. So Amar B'chamer B'chanino, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo'idayin l'risham, it's not enough for the wicked people, Sh'nait l'mezeh momen, b'nais l'mezeh sh'likadin, that the judges take from this person inappropriately and they give it to this other person, not according to the law, Ela sh'metrichin o'yisi l'hachzim momen l'baal v'shem, says, but they, so to speak, make it difficult, they make me go through the effort of getting the money back to the owner somehow, which Hashkacha Pratis will always get it back to its rightful owner. That's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, HaMishpat is not just for the people, but it's also for Elikim. Now the pasuk there concludes that Moshe Rabbeinu said that v'hadavar sheyikshe mikem, and that which is difficult for you. So the pasuk there concludes takriven elai v'shmatev, bring it to me and I'll listen to it. So Amar Reb Chanina and Mita Mesam says Rabbeishi, he says al davar zeh, it was regarding this point where Moshe Rabbeinu took the leadership role, saying takriven elai, bring it to me, which he really should have said bring it in front of Hashem. Nenish Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu got punished that he didn't merit that the parsha of inheritance wasn't said through him until an incident happened, and he didn't know what to answer, and then it was said. Because, and then, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, "Be'yikrav Moshe es mishpatlam ne'Hashem," that when Benoy Slavchad came, he didn't know the answer. He brought the judgment in front of Hashem. It was a punishment where, because he said, "Bring it to me," as if he knows everything, he shouldn't have said that. He should have said, and then if we don't know the answer, bring it to Hashem. Now, however, on this interpretation, Maskevlar of Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Mikseh Vashmiachem? Does the pasuk say that, bring it to me, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I'll let you hear what I have to say? No, Ushmativ Ksiv. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I will listen. So he was just saying, Igemirna Gemirna. If I know it, I know it. V'iloy, and if not, Azilna Gemirna. I'll go and I learn it. So there was no gaiva here. There was nothing inappropriate what he said. So therefore, that can't be the reason why he wasn't told the Pasha Nechalas, and it was not a punishment. Rather, it was because like it was taught in the Braisa. It was fit for the parasha of inheritance to be written through Moshe Rabbeinu. It just that was the merit of the daughters of Tzlavcha that was written through them because of their righteousness. So to Ruya Hoysa Parshas Mekeshish Tichasav Adi Moshe Rabbeinu, it was fit that the parsha of the one who did the Mekeshish Eitzim in the Midbar, that his punishment was meted out, should have been written out through Moshe Rabbeinu. Al-Shanaschayiv Mekeshish Benichtav Al-Yodah, is just that the Mekeshish, he became liable and it was written through him. Lametchel, this comes to teach you from these two incidents, Shemagaglin Chayv Adichayiv, that we devolve a bad thing through someone that's a liable party, which is the Mekeshish, brought about this Einish of what happens to someone that's Machal Shabbos. There's Chusa Dezakai, and the merit for inheritance is brought through meritorious people, meaning through the B'nai Slavchot. But it wasn't because Moshe Rabbeinu had done something wrong. The Gemara continues, Darshan, Ksibit says over there in that Pasuk, V'atzaveh eshev teichem be'esahi. The Pasuk says in Devarim Aleph, the Pasuk before in Pasuk Tezayin, says that I commanded your judges at that time. which sounds like that the warning was towards the sages, that they should direct and lead the public with the mishpat and the chukim, even by what's necessary to be done. But it says the pasuk later on, that I commanded you, the tzibur, you I warned the public at that time. So what was necessary to warn them if he already warned the chacham to forcefully feed the tzibur? So Amar Belaza, Amar Bsimloi, he says, first there's two warnings. Asar l'tzibur, shtei emes dain alein. There was the warning to the public that the fear and the awe of the judges should be on them. Asar l'dain, and there was the other warning was for the judges, sheyisbal es tzibur, that they should tolerate the public. So each party had a warning regarding the other one. Now, says the Gemara at Kama, now how much does the judge, do the leaders have to be civil and tolerate the public? So Reb Chanan, some says Reb Shabsai, as the pasuk says in Mamidbar regarding Moshe Beinu Kesha Yiso Uman Esayinik, like the nursing mother holds the baby infant, that's how far the leader has to go with the Jewish people. Now, related discussion to this topic, the Gemara says Ksiv, it says the pasuk in Devarim Ki Ata Savay, that when you bring the people, sounds like Kata Savi means when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it sounds like that you are just like one of the other people, Yeshua, of the Jewish people. Now, Ksiv, however, it says later on, Kata Savi, that you will bring, which sounds like that Yeshua should have a leadership, a sovereignty, a more authoritarian type of a profile. So how do we understand that contradiction? So Amar Yechon, it says, Amalei Moshe Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, when he was handing over the reins to take the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, said, Ata Vahas Kenim Shebedoi Moem, you and the elders of the generation with them, that is, altogether you should go ahead and decide what should be done, and you shouldn't lord over them. Now, the reason for that is because it was that pasuk of Ki Ata Savai, that you will go, that you will come. Moshe Rabbeinu has said that, and it's obvious because the pasuk says, El Aretz Asher Nishba Hashem, to the land which Hashem swore. Now, however, the other pasuk that says, Ki Ata Savai, because you will bring, that says, El Aretz Asher Nishbati L'Avisechem, that I swore to your fathers. Obviously, that pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said. Now, because Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said different than Moshe. He said, Tul Makal, take a stick, V'Hachal Kadkadim, and hit them on the head, because you have to take control, and not with this whole panel and this board. Because Dabar Echad L'Dar, one leader a generation, V'Ein Shnei Dabar L'Dar, and you can't have two leaders for a generation. So those are the two different terms, one Moshe Rabbeinu had said, and one Hashem had said. Now, going back to the topic of our Mishnah, Tanu learned in the Braisa, Zimun Bishleisha. Zimun is with three. Now, ask the Gemara, my Zimun, what does the Braisa mean when it says that Zimun is with three? Ilem of Bircha Zimun, if you entertain that it means to say the Bracha of Zimun, which is by benching. When you have three people that are make Bircha Zimun, they say Rabbeisa and Nevarech, and they have the whole Nusach, that's what it means, it has to be three people. Another thing Gemara says, but by the time you learn the Braisa, that says both terms. It says Zimun u Bircha Zimun Bishleisha. So obviously Zimun doesn't mean the Bracha of Zimun of benching, of Bircha Samasin. Now, V'chitem, if you're going to say, no, it's the same thing, but Perushi Kumefarish, it was explaining what Zimun is Bircha Zimun, my Zimun Bircha Zimun, and the thing Gemara says you can't say that either, because by the time you learn the Braisa, that says clearly Zimun Bishleisha, Bircha Zimun Bishleisha. From the fact that it says the term Shleisha two times, it's obviously referring to two different things. So what is Zimun that has to be with three people? Elamai Zimun, rather, says the Gemara, Zimunei Ladin. Doesn't mean what's usually called in the collective terminology of Zimun, which usually means Bircha Zimun. It means the summoning for court. Ki hada marava, like this halacha of Rava, that he said, Hani beit las to dayani de yasvi, when there are three judges who are sitting, v'alzo shlicha de beidina, and the agent of the court goes, v'amar mipum edachar, and he says to the one who's being summoned, in the name of one of the judges, that he says in the singular, he says, that judge wants you. Then, he hasn't said anything. In other words, if the defendant doesn't come, they can't excommunicate him. Until the shliach goes and says in the name of all of them, he says that the court has sending for you, and they want you to come, that's how he has to send, and then if he doesn't listen, then they could put him into shamta, into excommunication for not listening. But he has to summon them, he has to summon the defendant in the name of all the judges. But qualifies the Gemara, Hani Midli B'Layim Adedina. But that's only on a day that's not a judgment day, which is Mondays and Thursdays, like as it was Masakan, as the Gemara Baba Kama brings, that those days the court is always sitting. But on a court day, meaning on Mondays and Thursdays, then the shlich does not have to say that he's coming in the name of all the judges, because obvious on Mondays and Thursdays that you have three judges already sitting, and that it's the name of all of them that are sending for him. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the different monetary laws that require three judges, a court of three. Tashlumi kefal v'chulu, so when a person steals, and then he's found that he has the theft by him, so he has to pay not only the principal, but double the amount, which is called tashlumi kefal. That is also something that requires chulu, etc., three judges. Now, shalach l'Rav Nachman, Rav Chizl, Rav Nachman Yaakov, regarding this halacha of our Mishnah, he sent Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our teacher teach us, dina knosis bekama, how many judges are necessary for the laws of penalties? In other words, that's by somebody who pays more than what he damaged. If it's what he actually damaged, that's dina mamonis. Dina knos is a penalty. It's charging him more than what he actually owes and what he damaged. So how many judges are necessary? So that way he responded back, Makamibayale. The Gemara asked, what's his question? Hanan's nam b'shleisha. We already learned in our Mishnah that there's three judges for, like, Teshlumi Kefal, which is an example of Knossus, because you're paying more than what the damages you made. So Eli rather says the Gemara, no, Yochid Mumcha Kamibayale. His question was regarding if you have a learned professional judge as an individual. That was his question, because as we mentioned previously, there are times that you could have a yachad mumcha. His question was, could you have a yachad mumcha educate a case of penalties? So on that he responded to Nisua. That we learned the answer for that in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, as we quoted before from the Mishnah, Tashlumi Kefal, regarding the double penalty. But Tashlumi B'Chamisha, which is when someone steals an ox or a sheep and he slaughters or he sells it, then he has to pay four or five times the amount of the theft, said the Mishnah B'Shleisha, with three judges. Now explains the Gemara, my Shleisha. What does it mean, three judges? Elam Shleisha Yaitis, if you're entertained to say even three common men, but Omar Avua the Avuch Mishmei Derav, this was he was responding to Rav Nachman Rav Chizda. But your father's father said an over in the name of Rav, Afila Asar v'hinad yaitis, even if you have 10 people, but if they're commoners, psul nadin knasas, they're invalid to judge a law of penalties. Hala mumchen, obviously, therefore, if even 10 won't work, when they're saying 3 is enough, it must be tumah mumchen, and v'kamar shleisha, and it tells us you need to have 3, and obviously not 1. So that answers the question. You can't have a yachad mumcha judging din knasas, you need to have 3. Now, the Mishnah quoted V'chacham Ayim, Chacham said regarding one of the cases of a knas, which is Moitzi Shemra, which is when, literally means say that he gives out a bad name, which is when a husband just got married to a besula, and the next morning he comes to the father-in-law and says, Le mitzos le bitcha besulim. What are you talking about? She's not a virgin, she's not a besula like you told me. I didn't find besulim when we consummated the relationship. And his primary point is he wants to make her lose the ksuba, because a besula gets a large ksuba. He wants to say, no, she doesn't get a ksuba, she wasn't a besula. But not to kill her, because not bring witnesses that prove that she was mezana when they were already engaged. Because if that was his purpose, to have her killed, then the Reb Meir in the Mishnah would never have said it's with three judges. Rather, he just wants to make her lose her ksuba. So it's regarding that, the Chacham say, be'esem v'shleisha, that you need to have 23 judges. And the Chacham explained in the Mishnah, then they sheyesh b'din nefashas. They say because there's capital punishment that applies to a woman in regards to if she was mezana, and that's why she's not a basul anymore. Now, the assumption of the Gemara at this point is that what the Chacham was saying is because there are cases of Mitzi Shemra, that it's possible that it could come to capital punishment, for example, if let's say if he were to bring witnesses. So therefore, even in this case where he's not bringing witnesses, still it's that category, and therefore you need 23 judges. Now, that's the Gemara's question. And the fact that there are cases of Mitzi Shemra that could be capital punishment, what's the difference? But right now, there's no capital punishment applicable over here because there are no witnesses. So why do they come hold? You need to have 23 judges. So Amma'ula, he says, B'chayshishin l'las k'miflagi. The Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chacham is, are we concerned for rumors, for the word getting out? Meaning, Rav Meir Saver, in chayshishin l'las. We're not concerned that maybe, when this new husband is going to bring his wife to court, and the word's going to get out, you heard, they just had a chasen last night, and he's ready to bring her to court. So witnesses are going to hear, and they're going to say, yeah, we know also, when she was engaged, she was mezana, she had a relationship with another man. Now, it's only at this point that the husband doesn't know this, but the word's going to get out, and then they're going to need 23 judges. And therefore, maybe it's going to come to a situation of capital punishment, and therefore, that would be the reason why it would require. And that says the Gemara maybe is not concerned for that. Right now, there's no witnesses, and therefore, we're not concerned for that, so you only need 3. For Rabban and Sar, but Rabban say we're concerned for that, and therefore, this might turn into a capital punishment case. And therefore, even now, you have to start off with, even though there's no witnesses right now, it might come because of the word getting out, so you have to always start off for every Mitzi Shemra case with 23 judges. That was Ula's interpretation. Rava Amar, he gives a second interpretation. He says, no, kulam alulaz lechashin, everyone holds, we're not concerned for the word getting out of it. And therefore, if his primary initial claim in court of the husband is not with witnesses, but rather just his own claim, he says, well, I don't know, but I didn't find any besulim. I don't want to pay her ksupa. So then the Rabban agrees, says Rava, that you would only require 3 judges. So what's the machlokes over here that Chum say you need to have 23? Their machlokes is regarding our concern for the earlier judges. What do you mean? What's the case? As he explains the Gemara, what we're talking about over here is going to ichnif be estrin betlasa lemaidin din nefashis. We're talking about a specific type of a case in our Mishnah, where originally they had gathered 23 judges for a capital punishment case. Because the husband initially said, the morning after the chasna, he said, I have witnesses that she was mezana. I didn't know before, but now when they found the besulim, I figured out, I did research, and I have witnesses that could prove it. But ultimately, he didn't find witnesses. Now, so therefore, vivader. So the judges dispersed and they left because, okay, there's no capital punishment. They don't need me over here, and they left. Now, but va'amalahu. But then the husband said to the remaining judges, he says, look, since I don't have witnesses, but dainuli miha, however, but at least 3 of you should judge for me, dina mamanis. At least let's make a monetary court case, which at least I don't want to have to pay her ksuba. Because that he is believed to make her lose just based on his own claim. As the Gemara says, Ksubas Tavyurim and Aleph, the Chamur Mesakin for the Jewish women, if she's a Besula, she gets 200. If she's a Mona, she only gets 100. Now, they believe the husband to make her lose the Ksuba of a Besula based on his own testimony, and that's based on a Chazaka, because here we went and spent so much money on the wedding, there's a Chazaka presumption that a person would not go through the whole effort just to make it lose. And if he's coming and he's saying, it must have been that he really didn't find Besula. Now, Remeir, who holds that you only need 3 judges, is because he's not concerned for the honor of the earlier judges. In other words, although they were part of it, and now they're not going to be part of it, he's not concerned for that, and then you can make it even with 3 judges. Rabban will concern that, no, we originally had in this court case 23. Now, it's not a capital punishment anymore, but if we're just going to use 3 of them, it's going to be, and what's with the other 20? It's not honorable for them that they're left out of this court case, which they originally been part of, and therefore you need to have all of them. So again, it's a specific type of a case in regards to when you start off with them and then they left, if we're concerned for Kvayd and Shalvi showing them or not. Gemara asks, I was continuing to base, Meitzvei, the Gemara asks for the following Braisa, which can be difficult on Ula's interpretation. The Braisa is discussing the laws of Meitzi Shemra. So it says, V'chacham Oim, that the sages say, Tavay Mamon, if he's claiming money, so then Mishleisha, then you only need 3 judges. Tavay Nefashis, but if he's claiming lives over here, that there's it's coming into a possible capital punishment, then Be'es Mishleisha, then you need to have 23 judges. So the Gemara says, Bishlem le Rava, we could explain this Braisa, it's very well according to Rava, we could explain as follows. Tavei mamin tchila, if initially, when he came to press charges, was only regarding money, meaning because he didn't come to the court case with witnesses, it was just based on his own testimony, and because he just wanted to make his new wife lose her ksuba of 200, there the Chacham were saying, yeah, we agree that it's enough Bishlaisha, that it's enough with 3. And because Rav was saying that everyone agrees they're not concerned for the word getting out and it turning into a capital punishment case. Whereas Tav in the Fash is Tchilo, but if initially it was a claim for her life, because originally he said that he's going to bring witnesses, then what the Bryce is saying is, I feel a moment, and even if it turns into a monetary court case, for example, like we explained in Rav's interpretation, where he doesn't end up finding witnesses, and he says, okay, but at least judge me, let's say that she should lose her ksuba, even so, that's what the Chacham is saying. No, we need Be'esem Mishloisha. We need to have 23, as Rav had explained for the Chacham, because of Kavod Rishonim. Since they started off with 23, and now it's only going to be 3 of them, it's going to be a slight to the honor of the other judges. So we could explain that according to Rav. But according to Ula that he said, that according to the Rabban, we're concerned for the laws, for the word getting out, maybe witnesses are going to hear and then they're going to come, so it could always turn into capital punishment, and therefore they always require 23. So Kasha, it's difficult. What does the Braisa mean when it says, Tavimam Bishleisha, that if he claims money, you only need 3? How's that possible? According to Ula, the Chacham hold that you always need to have 23 because the word could always get out, and judges and witnesses could come, and it could turn into the capital punishment case. So Amar Rava says, "Ani va'arisha bechabur targemina me and the line of the chevra of the group of Talmudic students, we will interpret it." Umane, who is it referring to? That's Rav Chiya bar Oven. Pacha Ma'iskini gives a novel interpretation of the Braisa to resolve it for Ula. What we're talking about over here is Shehevi habal edim shezinsa. What happened is that the husband brought witnesses that the wife was mezana when they were engaged, which would be capital punishment for her because of znus. But then behavi ha'av edim v'hezimum le'edi abal, then the father defending his daughter brought other witnesses which did hazama to the witnesses of the husband. Which hazama is that the second pair of witnesses tell the first pair of witnesses, how could you say that you saw my daughter being mezana on that and that day? And that and that day you weren't there, you were with us, say the second pair of witnesses. Which actually what ends up happening is that the punishment that the first pair of witnesses tried to do ends up coming onto them. And actually we go based on the second pair of witnesses. Now, therefore, since we're talking about such a case, there's no more concern for, which Ula had said that according to Chum, there is such a concern of laz, of the word getting out, which therefore Ula had said you're always really going to need 23. In this case, actually, you're not going to need 23 because it was already revealed that we're going to rely on the witnesses that the father brought, because the witnesses that the husband brought were shown to be liars. And moreover, that they're not even going to be believed to make the wife lose her ksuba, because we already saw that he was going after and he was getting false witnesses. The wife and her father's side is totally going to win over here. Because of hazama, the husband's not believed, not for sure, not for capital punishment, and not even for the monetary claim. Now, moreover, actually, the tables are turned in this situation, because the husband's going to have to give 100 slum to the father, because he was mitzi shemra, he put out a false word on his new wife. And actually, the pasuk says, she has to remain married to this woman. Now, based on this interpretation that Rava and Rav Chibur Avin were giving, what happens is that when the Rabban was saying in the Braisa that Tavoy Mammon, when he claims money, it's with three judges, it was actually going on the claim of the father, who is claiming from the husband the 100 slum that now the husband owes his new wife and her father. And this is what it was saying. But if the father comes ligvis mamen mibal to collect money from the husband because it turns out that he's a liar and he was a mitzvah shemra, that's what the Brais is saying is bishleisha, that you need only three judges, because here there's no problem about covered rishayin, about the dignity of the earlier judges, because here it's like a real, it's like a whole new court case. Because originally the husband was the claimant and the wife was the defendant. Now the tables were turned. Now the father is the claimant and the husband is the defendant. So there's no problem about laz, as we explained, because we know the word's not getting out, because to the contrary, we're not going with the husband. It's the father's claim, which now is the one that's winning. And we know that his claim was based on lies. And moreover, we're not concerned about covered Yishayinim, because it's a whole new court case. But, says the Braisu Ubamakim, in a place where there is, it's relating to dinei nefashis, to capital punishment. In other words, whenever you could have a concern that it could be capital punishment, for example, by regular court case in the beginning, when the husband comes and makes the claim, even if he doesn't have witnesses, still, as Ula had explained in the Chum's opinion, you could be concerned that maybe witnesses will hear and then they'll come. That's what the Brais was saying in the opinion of the Chacham, and then you need Be'esem Ishleisha, which is in a regular generic case, you'll always need 23, like Ula had explained. This that it's saying you only need 3 is actually not to when the husband makes the claim, but actually when the father of the girl makes the claim, then he only needs 3 judges, because that's purely a monetary claim against the husband. So those were the two different interpretations of the Machlokes in the Mishnah of Ula and Rava. Now the Gemara brings a third interpretation, Abaye Amar. He gives a different interpretation of the Machlokes in our Mishnah. He says that if there were no witnesses brought, the kulei amar chashin and lalas, that even though there were no witnesses, still everyone is concerned that the word might get out, and truthfully, that it could turn into a capital punishment case, and therefore you should need, according to everybody, 23 judges, because they might hear and they might come and testify. Now, from the fact that you should really need 23 witnesses from the get-go by any mitzvah shemra case, then even if it's for a monetary claim, it should still need 23. Now, the reason is even if it end up being only about money, but still says Abaye, everyone agrees Mishum Kvaidin Shal Rishayinim, that because of the dignity of the earlier judges, even if we say like both Ula's case and Rav's case, you should, according to everybody, you should need 23. We're concerned that word might get out, like Ula, not only Chacham, but even the other opinion, and so too, meaning of Rameyer, and so too by Rava, what he said, the Machlekes says Abaye, no, everyone agrees, we are concerned for Kvaidin Shal Rishayinim, and so you should need 23. So then what's the machlekes? So why is Rameyah hold you only need to have 3? Rather, says Abaye, Hachamai Eskin, what are we talking about here in the machlekes in our Mishnah? Is Kegoinis, for example, is where he brought witnesses when he first submitted the claim in court against his wife. where since he brought witnesses, we're not concerned for other witnesses because he already brought witnesses. Now, these witnesses say in front of the three judges, the Ashruba, that they had warned her regarding the death penalty, because they're claiming that she was Mazana, stam, unspecified. In other words, they didn't say that you're engaged, you're going to have his nus with this man, you're going to get, they only said you're going to get killed, they didn't say you're going to get skila, which is the law of getting stoned, of a naira marasa, of an engaged girl, if she's Mazana with another man, she gets skila. So, the machlekes is, the mayor holds, that since we know that these were the only witnesses, and they really brought them already, we know it's not going to be a capital punishment case. And therefore, it is enough to adjudicate this court case with these three judges regarding the monetary aspect of the ksuba. Because even in the case of if there will be hazama, at most it's going to be that the husband then will have to pay 100 kesef. So either way, it's only going to turn into a monetary claim. Either the wife's side will lose the ksuba, or if the husband's going to lose, and actually it's going to turn out that he was a liar, he'll have to be 100 kesef. But it's not going to be a capital punishment, as the Gemara is going to explain, because he didn't specify which death, she won't get the death penalty. Whereas Rabbanu hold that no, since she was warned regarding death, even though it wasn't specified which death, it could still turn out to capital punishment, and she could be killed. As the Gemara explains, where Rashi just also addresses that we'll have to explain according to Abaye, that the Braisa that said that according to Rabbanan, that Tavim Mammon is Bishleisha, we do have a case of Tavim Mammon Bishleisha, you'd have to say like Rav Chiya Baravin that explained, that it's actually the father who's claiming from the husband, that's when you need three. But in regards to the Rabbanan, you're always going to need to have 23, and even Ramey really agrees to that. It's just a case when he says you only need three is when you didn't specify which death penalty. As the Gemara explains, if a high Tana who the Tana is going like the Tana of the following Braisa, where the Braisa is initially discussing a Mesis. A Mesis is someone that is trying to seduce people, inciting them to do Avodah Zarah. But the Torah says in Devarim Yud Gimel, Leisachmo, Leisachasa, you're not supposed to even try to hear any defense from him, and he gets killed without any warning. Just by the testimony of the witnesses, we kill him. We don't want to listen to anything to defend him. But, says the Braisa, V'shar kol chiv v'misa shabbat Torah, but all other death penalties in the Torah, then you don't just kill them. Rather, you need an assembly, meaning you need to have 23 judges. You need to have the eidim, witnesses, vasra, and you need to have that he was warned. And the age, and moreover, says the Braisa, until that he was notified by the witnesses at the time of the warning, that he's liable for death at the hand of the courts if he's going to violate this sin. However, even though it wasn't mentioned which death penalty, it's still considered a warning, and he's going to be chayef for the death penalty, like the Rabbanan hold. And therefore they held that you need to have 23, even though the woman was not warned when she was Mazana, which death penalty. Whereas Rabbi Huda, he says, and that's how Remeir holds, Ashi di uhu be'eza misu hunerg, until he's notified of which death penalty he's going to get. If not, even though he told him that he's going to die, he does not get the death penalty. That's the machlokes remain Rabbanan in our Mishnah, that although really everyone should hold that you need to have 23 because they're concerned for laws and they're concerned for Kavod Shel Rosham, it doesn't make a difference. There's not going to be any death penalty according to Rav Meir because the witnesses who told us they were the one that warned her didn't say which death penalty. Whereas according to Chacham, you don't have to say which one and therefore you need to have 23. A fourth interpretation in their machlokes is Rapap Amar. He says, and he also holds like Abaya, where we are concerned generally for the laws, for the word getting out, and we are also concerned for the dignity of the earlier judges, and therefore, according to Rav Papa also, the question then becomes, Remeir should agree that you should need to have 23 judges. So why do you say you only need to have three? Because Hach, over here, where Remeir says you only need three, is, for example, where the husband had originally brought the witnesses with him in the beginning of when he made the claim in court. And they said that they never warned this his fiance, the one that was engaged to him at the time that she was Mazana, they didn't warn her. Why? Because Be'isha Chavera Skinan. We're talking about a woman that's the wife of a Talmud Chacham, and she herself is well learned, and therefore the witness says, we didn't have to warn her. She knew what this was. She knew she was committing Znus. And what's the machlekes? He says, Chaver in etzar chasra. A Talmud Chacham, a learned person, doesn't need to have a warning. The whole point of the warning that we know you have to be warned before a person commits an aver to get the punishment is only to differentiate between if someone's making a mistake or when he's doing it deliberately. In other words, when he gets a warning, he can't say, oh, I thought you were allowed to. But someone that's learned, you can't say you didn't know. You knew that, and therefore, that's the machlekes Reb Meir held, that even though she was a chavera, a learned wife, she's not going to get killed, because you need to have a hasra in all cases. So therefore, you don't have to gather any more 23 judges. You could judge it with 3 judges, because the court case is only going to be about the money of the ksuba. Whereas Rabbanan held the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, where he said that, no, she doesn't need to have hasra. And therefore, even though the witnesses say we didn't warn her, she could still get capital punishment, and that's why you need to have 23. Rav Ashram, he gives a 5th interpretation. He says, Kigoyin, for example, as a contained type of Testament Aleph, the Asru Ba Malkus. She was warned regarding this nus she's having as an engaged woman, that she's going to get lashes. The witnesses never warned her that she's going to get the death penalty. Now, it's definitely in this situation that so she's not going to get the death penalty and she's only going to get lashes. And the reason why she could get lashes is because there's no death penalty of any of aver in the Torah that doesn't have a negative prohibition attached to it, which lashes come because of a negative prohibition. Now, besides that, there's also a death penalty. But moreover, these Tanoim hold that a lav shanit la'asaras mises bezdin, a negative prohibition which could also be executed for a death penalty in the court, if the person was warned only regarding the lav, which is punishable usually by lashes, the person will get lashes when they were warned regarding lashes and will not get killed. So the woman in this case will get lashes. So what's the machlokes if you need to have only 3 or 23? That's not like we learned in the Mishnah, beginning of Masechta, that says Makos b'Shleisher. May help that in general, the court case regarding lashes requires only 3 judges. You need to have 23, which the Gemara on the next daf and daf Yirmanav will explain this, why they hold, why should lashes require 23? It's not capital punishment. But that's their machlokes, where this case of where the husband is being saying that he didn't find Basulim, it's a case of a Maitzi Shemra, where the machlek is, why would you say 3 or 23? Is she was, we have witnesses that warned her, but they didn't warn her regarding the death penalty, they warned her regarding lashes, and she will only get lashes. That's the machlek is regarding the Maitzi Shemra. Do you need to have 3 or 23? Is the same machlek as we have that's regarding, they have in the Mishnah regarding Malkus. Does Malkus only require 3, or does it require 23?